KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 19 degrees. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day, and a high around 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Two men from Western Iowa were sentenced last week to prison for their roles in a child pornography sting. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that 40-year-old Stephen Horton of Glenwood was sentenced in the Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 84 months or 7 years of imprisonment after he pled guilty in July to accessing child pornography. And 36-year-old Bo Cron of Council Bluffs was sentenced to serve a little more than 9 years in prison for receipt of child pornography. A jury found Cron guilty of the charge in August. Both men must also serve 10 years of supervised release once their sentences have been completed. Their arrests were part of Operation Pacifier, an investigation conducted by the FBI into Playpen, a website on the Onion router hosted as a hidden service. Playpen operated as a message board type of website where registered users would distribute and share images and videos of child pornography. Horton registered with Playpen October 27, 2014, and was actively logged into Playpen for more than 21 hours between October 27, 2014 and February 28, 2015. Cron registered with Playpen on September 27, 2014 and was actively logged in for over 13 hours between September 27th of that year and March the 4th of 2015. Both cases were investigated by the FBI, with Horton's case also investigated by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Division of Criminal Investigation. The cases were prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reported Monday that on December 6th, 39-year-old Brian Reed of Council Bluffs was sentenced to 105 months, or a little over 8.5 years in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. On January 27th of last year, law enforcement officers were called to a residence in Council Bluffs for a complaint about a man threatening people with a gun. A search of the residence revealed a loaded 9mm handgun in the kitchen. 9mm ammunition was later recovered during an execution of a search warrant at the same residence in August of 2017. Reed was a convicted felon and drug user at the time he possessed the ammunition. He pled guilty to being a prohibited person in possession of ammunition on May 24th of this year. His case was investigated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Council Bluffs Police Department, 4th Judicial District, Department of Correctional Services, and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. And again, it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And two Arizona men who were stopped by a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy late last year and found to be hauling heroin and fentanyl were sentenced last week to 5 and 10 years in prison, respectively. 39-year-old Richard Ortiz was sentenced to 60 months of imprisonment, and 34-year-old Gerardo Alatorre Quintero was sentenced to 120 months. Both terms will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Ortiz pled guilty to possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance July 6th of this year. Alatorre Quintero pled guilty to the same charge on August 7th. On November 17, 2017, Ortiz and Alatorre Quintero were driving a U-Haul truck when they were stopped by a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy for speeding. Ortiz gave the deputy permission to search the U-Haul, and the deputy located 25 packages hidden inside tires inside the U-Haul. The heroin weighed nearly 7 kilograms, and the fentanyl weighed more than 15.5 kilograms. That matter was investigated by the Pott County Sheriff's Office, Southwest Iowa Narcotics and Enforcement Task Force, and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. A man wanted by Homeland Security for being an illegal alien was arrested last Friday morning in Adair County. Sheriff Jeff Vandywater says an Iowa State Patrol trooper pulled over an SUV for speeding 85 in a 70 zone on I-80 eastbound near mile marker 76. 31-year-old Dan Miklasu of Des Moines was subsequently arrested for speeding, no valid driver's license, and no insurance. The traffic charges were summarily dismissed, and he was turned over to officials of the Department of Homeland Security. On December 5th, 29-year-old Natasha Lee Kane of Marshalltown arrived at the Adair County Sheriff's Office to serve her time in jail as ordered by the court. Kane was released last Saturday after serving a required sentence. And 28-year-old Colleen Nicole Denton of Creston was arrested December 5th at the Adams County Jail on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Denton was released 2 days later on a $2,000 cash-only bond. In our funeral announcements, Bernard Steffens Jr., age 82, of Atlantic, died December 5th at the Heritage House. 77-year-old Marcia Steffens of Atlantic died in July of 2011. A joint celebration of life service for Junior and Marcia Steffens, both lifelong Cass County residents, will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeff Stevens, age 61 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Jeff Stevens will be Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ronald J. Hansen, age 80 of Atlantic and formerly of Manning, died November 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life for Ronald Hansen will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.